Let's check in with News Nation's Robert Sherman in Tel Aviv. Robert, hello. I know it's midday there where you are. What happened overnight and this morning in Israel? What's the latest?
Yeah, but we've had a couple instances of where it appears that the IDF has been put on defense that I think are worth noting here, Bob. We were all out here being lulled into a bit of a sense of comfort as things were getting kind of quiet. And then we actually had a large rocket barrage that was fired at us last night. We had to take shelter and we saw about a half dozen missiles intercepted over our head. Turns out that was the largest rocket barrage since that October 7th strike. And it impacted the entire area. There's a lot more than half a dozen rockets. It was just about the entire region here. So that was one aspect here. Another story that I think is worth noting is that the IDF says that they intercepted Hamas terrorists trying to get into the country from the sea. Divers who were trying to sneak into Israel, they were intercepted by the Navy, and they were able to respond to that and wipe that out. But, I mean, it just shows how relentless of an effort there is here down on this war front, and it's a never-ending fight.
What are you hearing about the threats from Iran? Do the people feel it's just a lot of bluster?
People take everything seriously because, I mean, that's not something that people want to deal with here. I mean, they feel as though that if push comes to shove, they'll be ready to go and they're prepared to fight. But, I mean, that's where this becomes much more complicated. If it's a fight against Hamas, that's going to be costly going into the Gaza Strip, trying to infiltrate those tunnels, trying to infiltrate what is effectively a hornet's nest at this point. But then if you have to deal with Hezbollah at the north and then Iran and then other actors in the region, whether they be from Yemen or Iraq or wherever, and that makes things much more complicated and much more dangerous. So it does have people uneasy here, but there is this unwavering commitment to getting justice for what happened here in the country and taking out Hamas and ensuring that Hamas will not strike or kill Israeli citizens again.
And are folks getting impatient for the ground incursion there, or the fact that some hostages were released and there probably are talks going on to release others, kind of making people feel that this is a good thing, that that they're waiting, that the Israeli military is waiting?
You know, there seems to be something to understand on the ground here is that almost every citizen, especially young citizen here, has history in the military, has served in the IDF. So there is great respect for those who lead the military in this country. There's been a lot of criticism over the intelligence agencies and the leadership of officials. But people do agree that the IDF typically knows what they're doing. So you see people who are leaving the north, who have been evacuating, and they've been telling us, we're not running away. We just want the IDF to have full reign to do what they need to do and not worry about civilian casualties. So there seems to be this belief that the IDF knows what they're doing. That being said, and on the hostage front, that's the complication here, is that people want the hostages returned. They want their loved ones back. We just saw this exhibit go up today of a row of large teddy bears in downtown Tel Aviv, and each one has the face of a child on it, meant to represent each child that has been kidnapped and taken by Hamas. Those are the images that you see over here. People want their loved ones back. It's just kind of however the means to justify, the end justifies the means, more or less.
Tough situation. Robert Sherman in Tel Aviv. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate the reporting, as always.
Thank you. Appreciate it.